with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, we're talking a little bit about the back deck and planning one, whether you're doing a renovation or a new one. And one of the discussions that always comes up is what materials do I
That's
use,
right. right? That's right. That's why it's time to hit the deck. Summer's coming.
Right.
You know, and this next guest is important because when I built, there was no such thing as synthetics.
Right.
And now 30 years later, I'm replacing boards and all this, and I'm going to be wanting to talk to this guy because I want a makeover.
Right. Well, now live on the grilling line, we've got Ryan Cox from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens, and he is a deck material expert. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Randy. Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know what? Thanks for making time. So let's get right into this. What kind of materials are available, and what are like the pros and cons of a deck material? If I'm walking into the store saying, hey, you know what? My deck needs a redo.
Yeah, so the decking industry, you know, in the last few years have changed so much. Like Bob was saying, before you had the option of, you know, your wood deck and what type of wood species you wanted to put down and all the maintenance that comes with that. So now there's quite a few different materials out there, anywhere from, you know, South American hardwoods to what we're really seeing people put in their backyards is composites. And composite decking it's changed, you know. There used to be a couple colors, you got a gray or a brown. But now you're seeing colors out there that it looks like real wood. It gives you the same textures, the same colors. But yeah, it's something that's going to last for 50 years. And your maintenance, that's simply taking a hose and washing it off, you know, a couple times a year if that.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for joining us. First of all, I want to know the brand you sell. And secondly, when these things first came out, they were incredibly expensive. I'm sure they're still not the price leader because that's always going to be basic Southern yellow pine pressure treated. But how has that competitive nature of building products affected the retail price? A guy like me coming in, you know, is it now 20% less? Is it now 30% less than it was, say, 10 years ago?
Oh, we've seen prices drop over 30% in composite over the last 30 years. You know, the brands we carry, TimberTech brands, so TimberTech, AZEK, we're a Trex dealer. We also have Fibron. You know, if there's a brand of composite out there, likelihood is we can get it. Our main line, though, is a TimberTech and AZEK products. And you're right, pricing has come down dramatically. So a composite deck now starts at $1.75 a linear foot.
Wow, that's got to be close to the cost of pressure treated.
It's getting down there. It's still not. You're still looking about double the price of pressure treated. But what it makes it is much more affordable.
You're not five times as much. Right. It was about five times the price. So my deck's 30 years old. My 2x10s are in nice shape. I have a double perimeter plate at 2x12. All my stringers are good. I've doubled up a bunch of them because I had a hot tub up there at one time and I moved that. So can I literally just pop those boards off and put composite down? What's that look like?
Yeah, in most cases you can pop those off. You want to make sure your spacing on your joist
16.
Is no greater than 16 inches if you're putting composite or
that's good to know.
Decking down.
Never heard that before, but I can see why, because with the heat and being a plastic product, it could sag if you didn't have the proper supports. And
exactly.
And when that sags, yeah. It stays that way. Kind of like wood.
Yep, just like wood. So
yeah, if you're building a deck and putting it on 24 inches. If you're building a deck and putting it on 24 inches, unless you've got like 2x12s for decking boards, you're going to have a problem,
right?
You had a very economically minded builder if they're putting them on 24s.
So politically correct.
Yeah.
hey, Ryan, what are the top two or three questions that people need to have answered before they come in and say, hey, I want a new deck? What information would you say that they need to know when they come in?
Yeah, so one of the main things you want to know when you come in is, what does your substructure look like? Like Bob was just talking about, what's your spacing on your joists? Once we know that, then we step into, what do you want your deck to look like? Do you want it to be the boards to be running all the same way? Or are you going to do any type of design in there? And then how close to a real wood, finished wood look do you want on that deck?
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's a Hit the Deck Summer's Coming show. And right now we're talking to Ryan Cox from Standard Lumber and Kitchens in Ludington, Michigan. Dude, I grew up in Reed City, so I spent every summer in Ludington, and I know that town so well. Matter of fact, Shade Tree Mechanic is my niece and her husband, and I go up there all the time. It's just a great place. And I'm sure folks listening on 98.5, UPS 985 are – in your area, that's the big stick up there.
Well, and Ryan's going to be humble, but he used to be the mayor of Ludington.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Right, yeah. So he knows Ludington pretty well as well. But
And we enjoy our decks up here.
Right.
Oh, of course, because, I mean, it's the perfect summer town. So I'm just curious, if I was going to build, say, my deck is 12 by 44, just for the main part of it. I guess I don't want to ask you to do the math on air, but compared to womanized, do you think I can get a synthetic from Standard for maybe double the price of womanized?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yep.
I'm going to do it.
And the thing is if you heard him mention early on in the conversation, there's four or five manufacturers, and they're highly competitive.
I'm going to make them all bid against each other.
Well, I mean,
people do that to me every day.
You know what, though? You don't have to because Standard Lumber will do that for you.
And we'll find the right deck and the right price line for you.
So
right.
Here's a cool little tip. If you've never built a deck and you're going to build one and you're going to Standard, and let's say I'm just going to go with pressure treated right now because we're newlyweds or whatever, and I can't spend the big bucks. I get it. When you look at a board from a cross-cut section, you look at the end of that board, you're going to see the grain going in one direction or another. And over time, that board, as it weathers in the sun, it's going to want a cup in one direction or another. If you look at the arc of the grain at that end cut, make sure it's arcing from bottom so that it's
a rainbow, it's not a bowl.
That's right. Make sure it's arcing at the top because otherwise it'll cup and it'll hold water, and it only warps worse than when it starts doing that.
That's right. Nice little tip there. Yeah. But
and you know, that brings up a good point. We've talked a lot about composite decking, but one of the cool features of Standard is we stack all premium treated lumber. So there's a lot of different grades of deck boards out there, just in the real wood. You know, and it goes in how tight that grain is and, you know, how long that decking is actually going to last.
Ooh, tight grain. He's getting me all excited. Ryan, we're going to have you back sometime, dude. You're a wealth of knowledge. And, of course, with Standard being our big sponsor, we certainly want to tell everybody about your business and the great things you're doing. So we appreciate so much you taking time for us. And I'll make sure Jop does a good job next week and gets out there and sells some of your product.
Hey, that sounds great. I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, that's Ryan Cox, Standard Lumber and Kitchens, Ludington. If you're up there in the UPS 985, go over and see those guys.
Yeah, one of seven stores that they have spread across the state. They all stock the same stuff. But coming up next, we're going to refurbish that old deck. And what grill do you want on yours? Stick with us. We'll be back.